Cocho 32.
No excuses.
Good morning and welcome to No Excuses. And we're here with Jessica and Johanna.
Joanna. Yes.
So almost like in English, Joanna.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good. Let's start with a simple test. How much water did you drink yesterday? Give me a full sentence.
I drank.
Say it again.
I drank.
So we'll pass drank.
Drank. Yes. I drank 4 liters of water yesterday.
Very good. Now, make the T a little bit harder. Two liters.
2 liters of water yesterday.
Very good. How many times did you sleep in a hotel last month?
I slept 2 times in a hotel last month.
What's a better way of saying 2 times?
Twice.
Good. Try again.
I slept twice.
No, better. No, it's not. It's nothing wrong, but it's always better to put the time frame at the end.
At the end. I slept in a hotel twice last month.
Hotel last month.
I slept in a hotel twice last month.
Very good. How many people did you know when you were 3?
I know a lot.
I knew.
I knew some people were when I was three. Three. Three.
Three. You have to put your tongue between your teeth.
Three.
Very good. When did you find your first job?
I found my first job when I was 13.
Very good. How many different watches did you wear last week?
I wore 2 different watches last week.
Okay, now we have to work on the T. So close your teeth completely. Two. Very good. What is the biggest city in Spain?
The biggest city in Spain is Madrid.
Very good. Ask me what the most beautiful city in Spain is.
What's the most beautiful city in Spain?
For me, the most beautiful city in Spain is Madrid. But there are many. Granada, Bilbao, many, there are many beautiful. Toledo, there are many of them. Do you know anybody who lives in Australia?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Ask me if anyone in this company knows how to use a computer.
Does anybody in this company knows how to use computer?
Start again.
Does anybody in this company know how to use computer?
A computer. One more time. Joanna.
Does anybody in this company know how to use a computer?
Very good. Yes, everybody does. Does anybody in your family play golf?
Yes, some cousins and my aunt and my uncle play golf.
Very good. Now you're speaking above the microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. What's the weather like in Madrid today?
It's cloudy today.
Is it?
I don't know. Well,
the sky is blue and clear. No. It's a beautiful day.
When
actually.
I came, it was
cloudy. Okay.
Yeah.
Ask me how far it is from my house to my office.
How far is it from your house to the office?
Okay, very good. It takes me about 40 minutes to get here. So you can measure it in time. It's about 40 minutes. In terms of kilometers, I think it's between 8 and 9. How long did it take you to get ready this morning?
It took me 1 hour to get ready this morning.
Very good. Ask me how long it took me to come here this morning.
How long did it take you to come here this morning?
It took about 40 minutes. Is Bill Clinton still the president of the United States?
No, he isn't.
Give me a full sentence. No, he isn't?
No, he isn't. He isn't the president of the United States anymore.
Very good. Well done. Very good. Are we still talking?
Yes, we are.
Very good. Can you lift a car with one hand?
No, I can't.
Why can't she lift a car with one hand?
Because she is not strong enough.
Very good. Or the car is?
Too heavy.
Very good. Are there too many people in Madrid or not enough people in Madrid?
There are too many people in Madrid.
Ask me if there is enough water in Spain.
Is there enough water in Spain?
Very good. Now, we've done this exercise before, but one of the most important grammar points in the entire English language, for spoken English especially, is there in the verb to be. So I'm going to say, for example, a dog, and I want you to say there's a dog. We'd practice with positive, negative, interrogative, and past and future tenses. So a dog, present affirmative.
There's a dog.
Negative.
There isn't a dog.
Ask me a question.
Is there a dog?
Ask me a negative question.
Isn't there a dog?
Good. Yesterday, affirmative.
There was a dog yesterday.
Negative.
There wasn't a dog yesterday.
Question.
Was there a dog yesterday?
Negative question.
Wasn't there a dog yesterday?
Very good. Tomorrow with will, affirmative.
Will there...
Affirmative.
There will be a dog tomorrow.
Good. Negative.
There won't be a dog tomorrow.
Question.
Will there be a dog tomorrow?
Negative question.
Won't there be a dog tomorrow?
Good. Tomorrow, affirmative with going to.
There's going to be a dog tomorrow.
Again.
There's going to be a dog tomorrow.
Negative.
There isn't going to be a dog tomorrow.
Question.
Is there going to be a dog tomorrow?
Negative question.
Isn't there going to be a dog tomorrow?
Very good. Two pencils, affirmative, right now.
There are two pencils.
Fine. Negative.
There aren't two pencils.
Question.
Aren't there two
pencils? Positive question.
Are there two pencils?
Good. Say it again.
Are there two pencils?
Question. Sorry, negative question.
Aren't there two pencils?
Good. A glass, affirmative, right now.
There's a glass.
Negative.
There isn't a glass.
Question.
Is there a glass?
Negative question.
Isn't there a glass?
Again.
Isn't there a glass?
Yesterday, negative.
There was a glass.
Negative.
Oh, sorry. There wasn't a glass yesterday.
Good. Question.
Wasn't there a glass?
No, positive question.
Was there a glass?
When?
Yesterday.
Good again.
Was there a glass yesterday?
And a negative question.
Wasn't there a glass yesterday?
Very good. Tomorrow with going to, affirmative.
There's going to be tomorrow.
Try again.
What?
There's going to be a glass tomorrow.
And repeat.
A glass.
Glass, like a glass. To drink from, yeah.
There's going to be a glass tomorrow.
Negative.
There isn't going to be a glass tomorrow.
Question.
Is there going to be a glass tomorrow?
Try again.
Is there going to be a glass tomorrow?
Very good. Negative.
Isn't there going to be a glass tomorrow?
Very good. Two books right now. Negative.
There aren't two books.
Very good. Question.
Are there two books?
Yep. Negative yesterday.
There weren't two books yesterday.
Good. Positive yesterday.
There were two books yesterday.
Very good. Question yesterday.
Were there two books yesterday?
Negative question yesterday.
Weren't there two books yesterday?
Tomorrow with will. Positive.
There will be two books tomorrow.
Good. Negative.
There won't be two books tomorrow.
Again.
There won't be two books tomorrow.
Good. Question.
Will there be two books tomorrow?
Negative question.
Won't there be two books tomorrow?
Very good. Tomorrow with going to, affirmative.
There's going to be two
books. Careful.
There are going to be two books tomorrow.
Very good. Negative tomorrow.
There aren't going to be two books tomorrow.
Very a bit stronger with the T in aren't. There aren't.
There aren't to be two books tomorrow.
No, try again.
There aren't to be two books tomorrow.
There aren't going to be two books tomorrow.
There aren't going to be two books tomorrow.
Very good. Question.
Are there going to be two books tomorrow?
Negative question.
Aren't there going to be two books tomorrow?
Very good. And we'll do a quick bit of vocabulary. Una pérdida de tiempo.
A waste of time.
Good. Ayuda o auxilio.
Aid.
Very good. Comportamiento.
Behavior. Behavior.
Behavior.
Behavior.
Now, how do you spell it in American English? Behavior.
Behavior.
Very good. And what do you add for British English?
You.
Yeah, behavior. Mandón.
Bossy.
And if a person is very mandón, very mandón, what do you say? Bossy what?
A bossy person? No.
Bossy boots.
A bossy boots.
Bossy boots. Comparable.
Comparable.
Very good pronunciation. Hecho.
Fact.
Very good. Formato.
Format?
Yep. Rayo o relámpago.
Lightning.
Almost.
Lightning.
Lightning. Lightning. Yeah. And apparently the difference is that rayo is what we call in English forked lightning, where it's one streak, and relampago, it's what we call in English sheet lightning, where it's like a flash. Nervios, which apparently it's the same thing, but it depends on how much cloud there is.
Okay. Yeah.
Nervios.
Nerves.
Very good. Doloroso.
Painful.
Very good. Ask me if Dolores is a popular name in Ireland.
Is Dolores a popular name in Ireland?
Yes, but I don't think people know what it really means.
So.
Yeah. Dolores, what was her name? The lead singer of the Cranberries.
Yeah.
Yeah, her name was Dolores. Yeah.
Dolores. Oh, I can remember now.
Riordan.
Riordan, yes. We say.
Riordan.
Riordan.
Yeah. Riordan. Yeah. Dormido o con sueño?
Sleepy.
Sombra.
Shade or shadow?
Very good. And what's the difference? A lot of students ask this.
The shadow is what you reflect when the sun or the light in the ground, and the shade is somewhere where the sun doesn't get.
Yes,
almost.
Yeah, that's a good definition. Yes. And also you could say, but it's not a perfect definition, that the shadow refers most of the time to a person.
Mm-hmm.
So the shadow can move, okay, and the shade to a fixed object, but it's not always, okay, it's not always perfect like that. Amenaza.
I don't remember.
Threaten.
No, amenaza, the noun.
Threat.
Yes, we've received a threat. Repeat, Joanna.
Threat.
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 Yes, very good. Lograr o conseguir.
To achieve.
Very good. Estar en huelga.
To be on strike.
Very good. Formar académicamente.
To
educate.
Very good. Yes, to educate.
To educate.
Yeah, educate. Very good. Luchar o pelear.
To fight.
Good. Flotar.
To blow. To float.
Good, good. Doblar o plegar.
To bend.
And if it is a piece of metal or wood.
To fold.
Sorry, my mistake. Yes, no, my mistake, sorry. I meant to say, if it's a piece of cloth or paper.
To fold.
And if it's a piece of metal or wood.
Bend.
Very good. Engordar.
To put weight. To put,
you need very good. You need a preposition.
To gain weight.
To gain weight or to put weight
on.
On, very good. Yeah, and the opposite.
To lose weight.
Yeah, guiar.
To guide.
Very good. Implantar o poner en marcha.
To implant.
To implement.
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 Yeah. Desafortunadamente.
Unfortunately.
Very good. And ballena.
Whale.
Very good. We'll do a quick bit of simple but fast translation. Ready? Okay. Nadie sabe por qué ella se fue.
Nobody knows why she left.
Very good. Todo el mundo piensa que va a nevar.
Everybody thinks it's going to snow.
Very good. Pienso visitar a Tom pronto.
I'm planning to visit Tom soon.
Very good. Soon.
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 Yeah, very good. Febrero es un mes frío.
February is a cold month.
Very good. Él tiene problemas de salud.
He has healthy problems.
De salud. The root is right, but the format is not correct.
Health.
Yeah. So try again, Joanna.
He has health problems.
So it's plural.
Problems.
Again.
He has health problems.
¿Quién no?
Who doesn't?
Very good. Yo no tengo problemas de ningún tipo.
I don't have any problems of any kind.
Very good. Tienes mucha suerte.
You are lucky.
Mucha suerte.
You are very lucky.
Very good. No es cuestión de suerte.
It's not the matter of... It's not the question of luck? No.
Almost no es una cuestión de suerte.
It's not a question.
It's not a question.
It's not a question of luck.
Good. No, careful how you say it. Nota. Nota.
It's not a question of luck.
Very good. Nunca como demasiado.
I never eat too much.
Good. What do you call a person who eats too much? A glutton.
A glutton.
Yeah. Siempre como comidas equilibradas.
I always eat balanced food.
Or meals. Very good. Meals in this case. Yes. I always eat balanced meals. Nunca gasto todo lo que gano.
I never spend what I earn.
Very good. Now, todo?
All I earn.
Everything I earn.
Okay. Yeah. I never spend everything I earn.
Good. Siempre ahorro un poco cada mes.
I always save a little bit.
Cada mes.
A Every month.
Very good, or each month. No fumo y nunca bebo demasiado.
I don't smoke and I never drink too much.
Very good. Me acuesto a una hora normal.
I go to bed at a normal time.
Very good. Hago ejercicio todas las mañanas.
I do exercise every morning.
Very good, or exercises also. Bebo muy poco café.
I drink a little coffee.
Muy poco.
Little coffee.
Muy poco. Muy.
Ah, I drink very little coffee.
Very good. No dejo que las cosas me preocupen.
I don't let things to worry me.
Take away the two.
I don't let things worry me.
No, a bit harder with the don't.
I don't let things worry me.
Organizo mi tiempo en el trabajo.
I organize my time at work.
Good. No espero hasta el último momento para hacer algo.
I don't wait for the last minute to make things or to make something.
To do something.
To do something.
And use until.
I don't wait until the last minute to do things.
Algo.
To do something, sorry. Again. I don't wait until the last minute to do something.
No vivo para trabajar.
I don't live for work.
For work, very good. Paso mucho tiempo con mi familia.
I spend a lot of money. Uy, a lot of money. Uh-huh. I spend a lot of time with my family.
Very good. Tomo vitaminas todos los días.
I take vitamins every day.
Very good. No tomo medicinas a no ser que sean absolutamente necesarias.
I don't take medication or pills or tablets.
You can say just medicine.
Medicine, unless it's necessary.
Absolutamente necesarias.
Unless it's absolutely necessary.
Very good. And from the beginning, I don't
take medication unless it's absolutely necessary.
Sigo pensando que tienes mucha suerte.
I still think you are very lucky.
Very good. Sé que hay una manera de hacerlo.
I know there's a way to do it.
Very good. Haz lo que hago.
Do what I do.
Very good. Yeah. My father used to say, don't do what your bishop does, do what he says. Yeah.
And why the bishop?
No, and actually in American English and British English, they say pastor.
Okay.
Because he was supposed to set example. No.
Okay.
They didn't always do it. ¿Haces alguna vez algo malo?
Do you ever do anything bad?
Very good. Nunca hago nada malo.
I never do anything wrong.
Okay, or bad. No me lo creo.
I don't believe it.
Very good. A bit stronger with the don't.
I don't believe it.
Very good. Yo nunca creo lo que él dice.
I never believe what he says.
Very good. ¿Qué dice él?
What does he say?
Very good. Dice mentiras.
He says lies.
Tell.
He tells lies.
Very good. ¿Estás seguro de eso?
Are you sure about that?
Very good. What's a white lie?
A white lie is a lie that you say in order not to hurt someone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Una mentira piadosa, we say.
Piadosa.
Piadosa.
Okay, very good. Siempre digo la verdad.
I always tell the truth.
Very good. Again.
True or truth?
Truth.
Truth.
Truth. Very good. Le voy a llamar ahora mismo.
I'm going to call him right now.
Very good. ¿Por qué necesitas llamarle?
Why do you need to call him?
Strong with the L in call.
Why do you need to call him?
Call.
Call.
You need to make the sound, your tongue needs to hit your top teeth. Can you say it? Call.
Call. Call.
Again? Call. Call. Very good. Okay, fine. Necesito su consejo.
I need his advice.
Careful of the V.
I need his advice.
Very good. ¿Tienes un problema?
Do you have a problem?
Very good. No, pero quiero su consejo de todas formas.
No, but I want his advice anyway.
Very good. Dime lo que pasa.
Tell me what's the matter, what's happened.
No, you, almost.
Tell me what is happening.
Tell me what's the matter. No, what happens?
No, the words are correct, but the order is not wrong, because you're giving an imperative.
Okay.
Tell me.
What is happening? No, what does it... No, what...
Tell me what the matter is.
Yes, okay. Tell me what the matter is.
Very good, again.
Tell me what the matter is.
Very good. Now ask her where she's from.
Where are you from?
I'm from Poland.
Ask what part of Poland she's from.
What part of Poland
part,
are...
Part.
What part of Poland are you from?
Very good. Now, can you translate that question?
To translate it?
Into Spanish.
De qué parte, de Bologna it is.
Yeah, because for some reason when I ask people this question, I say, what part of Spain are you from? They don't understand. But it's the same in Spanish.
De qué parte?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So ask her in English again.
What part of Poland are you from?
Poland.
What part of Poland are you from?
I'm from the south.
Okay, ask her what the name of her town or city is.
What's the name of your town?
It's Bielsko-Biała.
Okay, ask her what the population is, approximately.
What's the population?
Popu.
What's the population?
Very good.
It's about 200... 200,000.
Yeah, very good. It's about 200,000 people.
It's about 200 people.
200,000.
It's about 200...
Thousand
people.
People, very good. Again?
It's about 200,000 people.
Very good. Ask her if she was born there.
Were you born there?
No, I wasn't.
Ask her where she was born.
Where were you born?
Born.
Where were you born?
I was born in Oświęcim.
Oświęcim. Ask her where that is.
Where is that?
It's like 20 kilometers from the Bielsko-Biała. It's in the south.
In the south.
Near to Czech.
Near the Czech Republic.
Yes.
So near, say that, near the Czech Republic.
It's near the Czech Republic.
Very good. Ask her if the south is mountainous.
Is the south mountainous?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Ask her if the Tatra?
Tatra is more in the middle.
Okay, ask her what the name
of the... south, but in the...
Okay, ask her what the name of the mountains is.
R,
you're right. What are the names of the... What? No, actually, because it's name.
Okay.
Yeah, what's the name of the mountains? Okay.
What's the name of the mountains?
It's Beskide.
Okay.
They are Beskide. It's plural.
Then the range. So the range will be singular. Like when we say the Himalayas.
It's Beskide.
Yeah, very good. Ask her how far it is from the Czech border.
How far is it from the Czech border?
It's about 40 kilometers from the Czech border.
Very good. Ask her if she speaks Czech.
Do you speak Czech?
No, I don't.
Ask her how many languages she speaks.
How many languages did you speak?
If I include English, three languages. Three.
You're saying free, which is gratis.
Yeah.
So I speak, which is like what Londoners. Ask her if she's ever lived in London.
Have you ever lived in London?
No, I didn't.
No, I haven't. Because this is what Londoners do. They say free instead of three. So you have to put your tongue between your teeth.
Three.
Very good, very good. And ask her when she came to Spain.
When did you come to Spain?
I came to Spain 13 years ago.
Ask her why she came here.
Why did you come here?
Because I loved the weather and the language.
Okay, ask her if she spoke Spanish before she came here.
Did you speak Spanish before you came here?
Yes, a little bit.
Okay, ask her how she knows you.
How did you know me?
I know you. Because of English O'Clock?
Because of the radio station, or the radio program.
Yeah.
Okay, now we'll do a little bit of practice with numbers. I think you need some practice with numbers, all right? So, 6241.
6,241.
Very good. 2410. 2410.
I have problem to remember the numbers.
2410.
Repeat.
2,410.
2,200. Oh, careful with your pronunciation. 2,000.
Take your time. 2,410.
Again.
2,410.
One more time.
2,410.
10. Good. 7577.
7,577.
Very good. 577.
577.
Very good. 5771.
5,771.
Very good. 715.
500.
715.
715.
And 15.
715.
Very good. 2727.
2,727.
Very good. 727.
727.
Very good. And again?
727.
One more time.
727.
Very good. 1888.
1888.
Very good. 888.
808.
8, sorry, my mistake. Excuse me, my mistake. You're right.
888.
Very good. 1011.
1010. No, and 11.
Very good. 110.
110.
Very good. Now, 1011.
1011.
Very good. 4334.
4343. Or 34.
Yes, second one.
4334.
Very good. 3343.
300,
three. No, careful.
Thousand.
Three. Three.
3,000.
No, say in Spanish. Stick your tongue out between your teeth. Say that in Spanish.
Cerdo. Like cerdo. I always say.
Like cerdo.
Like cerdo. Yeah. But very exaggerated.
Cerdo. I didn't cerdo. Pronounce it in Spanish. I pronounce cerdo. Always as a.
Ah, okay.
Cerdo.
I'm practicing it, but it's.
Okay, we'll come back to this after break. Stay with us, folks, and we'll be right back with you.
Tú como experiencia con los alumnos, ¿qué dirías que es lo que qué ocurre el primer día?
Pues, a ver...
¿Con nervios? Vamos, que no puede.
Sí, bueno, depende un poco del nivel, ¿no? O sea, porque siempre hay como diferentes grupos. Los que suelen venir más asustados suelen ser la gente que lleva mucho tiempo sin practicar su inglés, que de repente tiene una necesidad muy, muy grande de tener que mejorarlo en poco tiempo, ¿no? Esa es la gente que viene como más asustada y como con más miedos, ¿no? Y como con una visión muy negativa sobre ellos mismos. Yo destacaría que esos son los puntos a trabajar, ¿no? Muchas veces no es tanto trabajar sobre gramática, pronunciación y conceptos, que por supuesto, y lo hacemos, sino también ser un poco coach y trabajar con la persona y destruir un poco esa imagen tan negativa que tienen de sí mismos y de su inglés, ¿no? Que muchas veces no se corresponde con la realidad.
Y eso en cuanto empiezan... Ya sé.
Sí, poco a poco. O sea, el método es tan, digamos, te mantiene tan ocupado en lo que tienes que hacer que ya llega un momento en el que dices, mira, ya o estoy presente en clase trabajando o me voy a llevar palos por todas partes.
Y además el profesor hace mucho.
El profesor hace mucho, sí.
Así que hay que apuntarse a los cursos intensivos. También tiene la información en grupobaugam.com.
Hola Marty, vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Y aquí en su currículo dice que es usted Susana de la Tormenta de la Casa Targaryen, primera de su nombre que no arde, reina de Merín, reina de los Ándalos y los primeros hombres, Khaleesi del Gran Mar de Hierba, rompedora de cadenas...
Sí, y madre de dragones, con nivel alto de inglés.
Ya no hace falta que exageres tu nivel de inglés. Con el método Vaughan es posible mejorar de verdad porque nuestros profesores te retan y acompañan para que obtengas los resultados que buscas. Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y vive una nueva experiencia de aprendizaje con los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833.
Estás escuchando Bon Radio. Bon Radio.
¿Qué es el inglés para tus hijos?
A los míos les encanta. Lo ven como un juego, una forma de comunicarse con sus amigos. Pues el mío mayor se le da fatal. Mira que me pongo con él y nada. Si es que no le entran, los idiomas no son lo suyo.
La forma en la que les enseñan de pequeños les marcará toda la vida en su relación con el idioma. Por eso, en nuestro Club Junior somos muy conscientes de eso. Por eso, con nosotros, las niñas y los niños aprenden divirtiéndose. Adquieren el idioma de forma natural. Reciben una atención mucho más personalizada que la del colegio. Y, en definitiva, acaban adorando el inglés. En el Club Junior de Vaughan damos clases en grupos reducidos desde los 4 hasta los 17 años. Si realmente te importa el inglés de tus hijos, solicita más información sobre el Club Junior en grupovaughan.com.
To the program now. Let's continue with some numbers. Now don't forget, for the three, you've to stick your tongue out. All right. So 9133.
9133.
Very good. 1333, especially for you.
1333.
Very good. Better. Okay. Say it again. 333.
333.
Better. Okay. 6677.
6677.
6776.
6776.
Very good. 7767.
7700 and... I'm lost.
So 7767.
7,776. No, 67.
Good, again.
7,767.
Very good. 4,143.
4,143.
Good, again. I repeat.
4,143.
Very good. 1,431.
1,431.
Very good. Now let's quickly practice with some prepositions. We've done this again many times. This is a book I highly recommend if you have an intermediate or advanced level. Habla Inglés Como Un Nativo. €20 in Baugan Tienda. And it is like a personal mental gymnasium. I highly recommend it. So I will say, for example, the food, the fridge. And you will say the food is in the fridge. So the food, the fridge.
The food is in the fridge.
Very good. Now if the food is on the fridge, where is it?
On top of the fridge, yeah. Outside.
The bottle, the table.
The butter is on the table.
Very good. The clouds, the city.
The clouds are over the city.
Very good. Give me a synonym for over.
Over.
Above.
Above.
Yeah.
Above.
And the full sentence. The clouds.
The clouds are above the city.
The basement, the house.
The basement is under the house.
Very good. A synonym of under.
Underneath. Beneath.
Good. Beneath.
No, beneath.
Yeah. Or below also. Very good. Bilbao, the coast.
Bilbao is on the coast.
Very good. Now, Bilbao, the Basque country. That's what we call it in English, by the way, the Basque
Bilbao
country.
Is in the Basque country.
Right. Now, if you want a rule for this, you can think of a map.
Yep.
And the coast on the map is a line. And so if the city is on the coast, it's on the line. If it's a region, it's within or it's in the region. So there's some logic to that one. The cat, the armchair. Two possible answers.
The cat is on the armchair.
Very good. Now, if the cat is on the armchair, where is he or where is she?
He's sitting. No, he's on top.
As on top.
On top.
On top of the back. And then if he's in, he's very comfortable. Yeah. Ask her if she likes cats.
Do you like cats?
Yes, I do.
Ask her if she prefers cats or dogs.
Do you prefer cats or dogs?
I prefer dogs.
Very good. Ask her if she has a dog.
Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
Ask her if she had a dog when she was growing up.
Did you have a dog when you were growing up?
Yes, I did, but for 1 month.
For 1 month? Ask her what happened.
What did it happen? No, what happened?
My mother didn't let me.
Have it.
Ah,
how sad. Ask Jessica if she likes dogs.
Do you like dogs?
I love dogs.
Ask her if she has one.
Do you have one?
Yes, I do.
Ask her what the dog's name is.
What's his name?
Is it a he or she?
She.
Okay.
What's
then
her name?
Say, what's the dog's name, if you're
what's
not sure.
What's the dog's name?
It's Nora.
Nora?
N-O-R-E. A.
Very good. Ask me what my mother's name is.
What's your mother's name?
My mother's name is Nora.
Wow.
Ask me what Mickey's...
But with H.
No. In this case, no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Ask her what she's known as.
What is she known as?
She's known as Noreen.
Ah,
because
Noreen.
In Ireland, from the Gaelic, een is a diminutivo, okay. Which I think they do in Asturias too, right?
Yeah, in Asturias and in León.
And in León too?
Yeah.
So you'd be Jesulín.
Jesulín. You are Fitzin.
Fitzin, okay, yeah. So she's Noreen.
Okay.
Yeah, which is quite common. Ask me what Mickey's daughter's name is.
I know, but it's not Nora, it's Noah. I think it's Noah.
No, it's Nora.
Okay.
Nora.
Okay.
Yeah. I think maybe with a H in this case. We'll have to find that out.
What's Mickey's daughter's name?
Very good, again.
What's Mickey's daughter's name?
Very good, double sex and genitive. His daughter's name is Nora. Very good. Okay, and ask her how old Nora is. How old?
How old is Nora?
She's almost 7 years.
Okay.
Old.
Old, sorry. Yeah. Now, when I was a child, my grandmother would have said it like that. He's 25 years.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, so it's not wrong, but it's more typical to say old. And ask her what kind of dog she is.
What kind of dog it is?
Is she?
Is she?
Yeah.
She's a mixed breed.
Okay.
She's mixed of Labrador and Breton, which is a hunting breed, Spanish hunting breed.
Okay. Breton? But it must be French, right?
Breton. Yeah, but it's very Spanish, Breton, for hunting.
Now, grammar purists would say we should talk about it when it's an animal.
Yeah, I know.
But if you love animals, it's he or she. Yeah, very good. Now, Madrid, the middle of Spain.
Madrid is in the middle of Spain.
Very good. The people, the kitchen.
The people are in the kitchen.
Very good. The chicken, the kitchen.
The chicken is in the kitchen.
Very good. Say it again.
The chicken is in the kitchen.
Good. The wine, the bottle.
The wine is in the bottle.
Careful of your pronunciation of the.
The wine is in the bottle.
Very good. Now, the drop of wine, the bottle.
The drop of wine is on the bottle.
Yeah, meaning on the outside. Spain and Italy, France. Proximity. Spain and Italy, France.
Spain and Italy are proximate to France.
Close to France. Good, and now use next to. Spain and Italy?
Spain and Italy are next to France.
Good. Madrid, Sydney.
Madrid is far away from Sydney.
Very good. The glass, the shelf.
Shelf?
How do you say shelf in Spanish?
Estantería.
Yeah.
The glass is on the shelf.
Very good. Andorra, the border.
Andorra is on the border.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, on the coast, on the border, because it's a line.
Okay.
Yeah.
Andorra is on the border.
Very good. The North Pole, the South Pole.
The North Pole is far away from South Pole.
It is, but there's something else I'm looking for.
Opposite.
Yeah.
The North Pole is opposite of the...
Without half.
The North Pole is opposite to...
No preposition needed. The North Pole is opposite South Pole. The South Pole.
The South Pole. The North Pole is opposite the...
South.
The South Pole.
Pole. Yeah, like your nationality.
Poland.
Yeah, so Pole. The North Pole is opposite the South Pole.
The North Pole is opposite the South Pole.
Pole. Yeah, you have to bring your tongue up to your teeth. Pole. Yeah, pole. One more time.
The North Pole is opposite the South Pole.
Very good. We're going to practice now with all, both, neither and none. Again, we've done before, but repetition is the mother of skill. Ronaldo, Messi, and Alonso, tennis players.
None of them are tennis players.
And again?
None of them are tennis players.
Gold and silver, metal.
Gold and silver.
Now you have to use both, neither.
Both are metal.
Metals. Now better, both of them are metals.
Both of them are metals.
Good. Expensive, cheap, and long, adjective.
All of them are adjectives.
Adjectives. Now try say that. Adjectives. Very good.
Adjectives.
Yeah, a good tip for enunciation of syllables is raise your head for the announced syllable.
Adjectives.
Very good. A cathedral and a skyscraper building.
Both of them are buildings.
Again?
Both of them are buildings.
Very good. January, August and March season.
None of them are seasons.
Very good. And grammatically, what's the other option you can use?
Neither of them. No.
It has to be none. None?
None of them is a season.
Yes. So yeah. You can say none of them are seasons or none of them is a season. Both are considered correct. Italy. Now, if you want me to choose one, I think I would go with none of them is a season because it's singular.
Yeah, and Julia always tells us to say is.
Tells us.
Tells us to say is.
Yeah, sometimes
and I forget it.
Too many options is bad. Yeah. Because they're both right. And to be honest, I probably use both, but it's better to stick with mm-hmm. one. You and I, musical instruments.
Neither of us is playing musical instruments.
No, actually, yes, we are.
Place.
No. Okay. Not using the verb to play. I'm using the verb to be.
Are playing.
No.
Neither of us is...
Not playing.
Is an instrument. Okay.
Again?
Neither of us is an instrument.
Neither of us is an instrument.
Very good. Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, billionaires.
Both of them are billionaires.
Again.
Sorry?
Again.
Okay. Both of them are billionaires.
Football, tennis and swimming, sport.
All of them are sports.
Good. Ask her if she likes sport.
Do you like sports?
Yes, I do.
Ask her if she likes football.
Do you like football?
No, I don't.
Ask her if she knows who Ziggy Boniek is.
Do you know who Ziggy Boniek is?
Boniek. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly.
Okay. Yeah. Boniek.
Okay.
Do you know who's Ziggy Boniek
is?
Is.
Again.
Do you know who Ziggy Boniek is?
Yes, I do.
Okay, who is he?
He's the ex-football player.
Yeah, in the 90s. He played for Juventus. I don't think he ever played in Spain.
But it was like 30 or more.
30, yeah. When I was a kid, he was the best Polish player. Very good player. Rioja, Ribera and Champagne, wine.
All of them are wines.
Very good. A Spanish person tried to tell me that Champagne is not a wine.
No, it's not a wine.
It's not?
No.
What is it?
Is cava. In Spanish, is cava.
Ah, so strictly speaking,
so
it's
not the same that British than Irish. It's not the same. So cava is not the same than champagne. It's not the same as champagne.
So strictly speaking, it's not a wine.
Yeah, because champagne is only in the region of champagne.
Yes. Okay.
And cava is the Spanish version.
Okay. Beckham and Ronaldo, composers.
Composers who?
What's a composer?
Okay.
Yes.
Neither of them. Are composers.
Very good. Or neither of them is?
Is composers.
Is
a composer.
Very good. Again.
Neither of them is a composer.
Very good. Brad Pitt, Nicole Kidman and George Clooney, authors.
Neither of them is?
There are three.
None of them is
author.
Author.
How do you say author in Spanish?
Autor.
Yes. So try it again.
Neither of them.
No, there are three.
None of them is an author.
Yeah, an author. Very good. Ferrari, Lamborghini and Porsche. Car.
All of them are cars.
Very good. Ask her what kind of car her parents had when she was growing up.
What kind of car did your parents have when you were growing?
Up.
And they have...
They had
a Trabant.
A Trabant? Really?
Yes, it was horrible.
Wow. Okay. I thought they were only in Germany. No, it's just a car. It's just a car. You and I, Russian.
Neither of us is Russian.
Now ask her if she speaks Russian.
Do you speak Russian?
No, I don't.
Ask her if her parents speak Russian.
Do your parents speak Russian?
Pay. Parents.
Do your parents speak Russian?
No, they don't.
Ask her if her grandparents spoke Russian.
Did your grandparents speak Russian?
No, they didn't.
Ask her if they taught Russian at the school she went to.
Did they teach Russian at the school you went to?
Yes, they did.
Ask her if she learned Russian.
Did you learn Russian?
Yes, I did.
Ask her if she forgets it.
Did you forget it?
Ask her if she forgets it. If she forgets it.
Do you forget it?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Do you? Ask her if she forgets it. It is always present tense.
But why?
Because ask her if she forgets present tense.
But why? Because if you forget it, you forget it in the
but
past.
But I'm talking about now. Ask her if she forgets it now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So ask her if she forgets it.
Do you forget it?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Okay. Ask her if she remembers General Jaruzelski.
General Jaruzelski.
How do you say it?
Jaruzelski.
Jaruzelski. Ask her if she remembers him.
Do you remember General Jaruzelski?
Jaruzelski?
Jaruzelski.
Jaruzelski.
Do you remember General Jaruzelski?
Yes, I do, a little.
Yeah, he always appeared in the uniform and he had dark glasses. He must have had a problem with his sight. Very good. Okay. And one more. We, they, and he, object pronouns.
None of us are object.
No, not none of us. None of them.
Okay. Yeah. None of them are
object.
None of them is an object pronoun.
Pronoun, very good. A pronoun.
Pronoun.
Again?
None of them is an object pronoun.
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 Pronoun. You have the emphasis at the beginning. Pronoun.
Okay. None of them is an object pronoun.
Very good, very good. Now we're going to practice a little bit of the present continuous. All right? So I will say, for example, tell me about Nadal. And you'll say he's playing tennis.
Okay.
So tell me about Nadal.
He's playing tennis.
Ask me a question. Is he?
Is he playing tennis?
Again?
Is he playing tennis? Is he playing tennis?
Is he playing tennis? No article.
Okay.
Is he playing tennis?
Is he playing tennis?
Very good. Ask me if I like Nadal.
Do you like Nadal?
Yeah, he's a great example for anything. The pilot and the co-pilot, what are they doing?
They are piloting, flying?
Yeah, piloting is correct, but flying is more common.
Okay, they are flying now, now.
They're flying the plane.
Are they flying the plane?
Negative.
They aren't flying the plane.
Question.
Are they flying the plane?
Negative question.
Aren't they flying the plane?
Very good, one more time.
Aren't they flying the plane?
Very good. Fernando Alonso, what's he doing?
He's driving Formula One.
Okay, very good. Or he's driving a Formula One car.
He's driving a Formula One car.
Very good. Negative.
He's not driving a Formula One car.
Very good. What's the abbreviation in English for Formula One?
F1.
Very good. Ask her if she follows F1.
Do you follow F1?
Not me, but my husband. And yes. Many times I watch the Formula One with him.
Okay, ask me if I like Formula One.
Do you like Formula One?
Not now. It's boring. Ask me if I used to like it.
Did you used to like it?
Yeah, when it was faster and Senna, for example, was one of the drivers. It was the cars were not better, but there was more competition. Mm. Ask me if I like rallying.
Do you like rallying?
Yes, I do. Ask me if I like Carlos Sainz.
Do you like Carlos Sainz?
Yes, I do. The authors, what are they doing?
They are writing.
Very good. And negative.
They aren't writing.
Question.
Are they writing?
Are they?
Are they writing?
Very good. Negative question.
Aren't they writing?
Very good. The people in the car factory, what are they doing?
They are making cars.
Very good.
They are making cars.
Question.
Are they making cars?
Negative question.
Aren't they making cars?
Negative statement.
They aren't making cars.
Very good. The people in the queue, what are they doing?
The people in the queue are queuing.
Very good, very good. Negative.
They aren't, the people in the queue aren't queuing.
How do you say queue in American English?
Line.
Making line.
Line.
Lining.
No, just line. But you can say make a line.
Okay.
Yeah, line. Yeah, very good.
Do you say in the line, on the line?
Oof. They actually say, I think they say wait on line.
Wait on line.
I don't think they say in the line. Wait on line. I was waiting on line for online. 5 minutes. That's true. Yes. The mechanics, what are they doing?
The mechanics are fixing cars.
Okay, very good. And negative?
The mechanics aren't fixing cars.
Question.
Are they fixing cars?
Negative question.
Aren't the mechanics fixing cars?
Very good. The photographers, what are they doing?
They are taking pictures.
Very good. Negative.
They aren't taking pictures.
Question.
Are they taking pictures?
Negative question.
Aren't they taking pictures?
Again?
Aren't they taking pictures?
Very good. Godin and Messi, what are they doing?
I don't know who. Godin is a painter.
Well, no, in this case, no, he's a football player.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they are playing football.
Very good. Negative.
They aren't playing football.
Question.
Are they playing football?
Very good. Now, the chef, and she's a woman. So what's happening? The chef, and it's a woman. What's she doing? She's
cooking.
She's cooking? Okay. Yeah, very good. Question.
Is she cooking?
Negative question.
Isn't she cooking?
Very good. Now, the customer, who's a man, and he's in the newsagent, which is what in England what they call a shop, which is like a mini supermarket. Mm-hmm. But originally they sold mostly newspapers. Now that's changed, but they still often call it a newsagent. How do you say this in Spanish?
Una tienda de la tienda de la prensa.
Yeah,
we call
but
it.
You can buy anything. Yeah. Like food. Yeah. Snacks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like a mini market, but it used to be called a newsagent. So the customer, a man in the newsagent, what's he doing?
The customer
He's
buying the newspaper.
He's buying a newspaper.
He's buying a newspaper.
He's buying a newspaper.
Very good. Now, what kind of newspaper is a broadsheet?
A broadsheet is the one which is very big.
Yeah. And what's the small one called that is full of rubbish?
Is the yellow...
No, tabloid.
Ah, the tabloid.
Or red tops.
You say the yellow press?
In England, in Britain and Ireland, no, because it's white. But okay. they typically have a red top, like the Sun, the News of the World, and they invent.
But prensa amarilla?
No, we would say the tabloid press.
Okay.
Yeah, the tabloid press. Very good. The people in the bar, what are they doing?
They are drinking.
Very good. Negative.
They aren't drinking.
Drinking.
They aren't drinking.
Very good question.
Are they drinking?
Are they.
Are they drinking?
Very good. Negative question.
Aren't they drinking?
Very good. Tell her to ask me if I like Polish vodka.
Do you like Polish vodka? Vodka?
Yeah.
Do you like Polish vodka?
Yes, I do. But there's one in particular, which is, I can't remember what it's called, but you drink it with apple juice. It's got a piece of grass inside.
Grass?
Yeah.
The yerba.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I know. Yeah,
but it's called bison grass, which is a big animal.
It's not
Ale Vicente.
Say it again.
Żytnia.
I can't remember the name, but you drink it with apple juice.
Apple juice, I don't know.
And it's really good.
I drink.
Ask her if she gets homesick.
Do you get homesick?
No, I don't.
Ask her if she ever gets homesick.
Do you ever get homesick?
Yes, I do.
Ask her how often she gets homesick.
How often do you get homesick?
After a few months, when
you haven't been there.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Ask her if she misses Polish food.
Do you miss Polish food?
Polish.
Polish food?
Yes, a little bit.
Ask her if she makes it.
Do you mix it?
Make it.
Do you make it?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore?
Yes, I cook a Polish meal, but I changed my diet completely, so...
Really?
I don't eat this kind of things. Only when I go there.
Only when you go there. All right. Yes. Let's do a quick test before we finish up. How long have you been studying English? Give me a full sentence.
I've been studying English my whole life.
Very good, very good. Ask me how long I've been working here.
How long have you been working here?
I've been working here for 15 years. How long have you known how to use a computer?
I've known how to use a computer for 15 years.
Very good. Are you still going to school?
No, I'm not.
Now give me a full answer.
No, I'm not going to school anymore.
To school.
No, I'm not going to school anymore.
Yeah, we need to work on that.
School.
School, there you go. School.
School.
Yeah, very good. Have you become bilingual yet?
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
no.
Yes, you have. Have you had breakfast yet?
Yes, I have.
Ask her what the typical breakfast in Poland is.
What's the typical breakfast in Poland?
It's different. In my house, it's always eggs.
Eggs?
Yes, okay. I always eat 2 eggs for breakfast.
Oh, ask her, she still eats 2 eggs for breakfast.
Do you still eat in...
No, careful.
Are you still eating...
Do you still eat habitual?
Do you still eat 2 eggs for breakfast?
Yes, I do.
Very good. All right. Ask me if I was able to relax last weekend.
Were you able to relax last weekend?
Very good. Ask me if I've developed a bad addiction to Netflix.
Have you developed a bad addiction to Netflix?
Yes, I have. Yeah. What do you look like?
I'm blonde.
Okay. Okay. Are you tall or short?
I'm short.
You're short. Okay. All right. Would you like to own an apartment by the beach?
Yes, I would.
Very good. Why?
because I love the beach.
The beach.
I have already a house in the mountains, so I need a house in the beach.
Okay, ask her which beach she would live by.
Which beach would you live by?
Very good.
Probably Mediterranean area.
Okay, very good. Ask me if I would like to own a yacht.
Would you like to own a yacht?
Not really, no. Ask me if my boss wants me to call him today.
Does your boss want you to call him today?
No, I think he's on holiday, so unless it's urgent, I don't think so. When was the last time it took you 10 hours to fly to Poland?
The last time it took me 10 hours to fly to Poland was... It was never... come back 48 hours.
48 hours?
Because yes. It was closed the airport in London.
I had to take the
train from my home to Warsaw, from Warsaw to Berlin, the train. Wow. And after that, I had to wait for the flight to Madrid. It was horrible.
Wow.
48 hours it took me.
Yeah, we have a teacher here who is from Kazakhstan. Yelena is her name, a great person, a great teacher. And one Christmas a few years ago, I said, how long does it take you to get home? She said, about 48 hours. And she said, so she had to fly from Madrid to Munich, Munich to Moscow, and then take a train from Moscow to the city where she lives, which is on the banks of the Ural River, which took about 38 hours. Yeah. Wow. But she didn't mind. She was pretty cool about it. I'm not rich. Ask me why I'm not rich.
Why aren't you rich?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet. So thank you to Johanna. Thank you to Jessica. Thank you to you. Stay tuned. And Alberto Alonso will be with you right now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Right Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio. You're listening to Vaughn Radio.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al mañana me pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Si tus hijos tienen entre 10 y 18 años y quieres mandarlos al extranjero a aprender inglés este verano, sin riesgos y con total confianza, mándalos a un campamento en Canadá con Vaughan. En Vaughan nos encargamos de todo para que no tengas que preocuparte de nada. Vuelo de ida y de vuelta.